Put in the touch your ship on the ship. Says, get lost to that. Wish it was so easier.
What's up, fellas? Izzy. Back. With my good friend, Penis Face. Gene.
I'm not going to cooperate now for the rest of the show.
You,
you just ruined the show right
the
there.
Show.
You ruined it.
I was stating a fact.
No. See, and now...
The fact is that your face looks like a penis. It resembles a phallus.
All right. Well, you know, you wanted to get that out in the air, and now... we're just not gonna have a show. This is gonna be you talking and me ridiculing everything you say from now on. I'm gonna let you apologize, and we can try to do a show because we haven't done a show in a long time. So you do what you think is best. What you think is best.
You said you didn't want to do the normal intro, and you know, I thought I'd mix it up a
little.
Well,
you know,
calling you a penis
it wasn't.
Face.
It was too far.
Should I call you like a cocksucker?
That you know, I'm not looking for a replacement here. I'm looking for an apology before we start.
Why do I want to apologize?
Because we need to think about the fans.
The fans enjoy it when we ridicule each other.
They're not, but they're not going to enjoy me not cooperating for the rest of the show.
They apparently do, because you didn't read the comment of the fan that couldn't breathe because he was laughing so hard at the Final Fantasy show. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, a new listener was like, Izzy needs to anger Gene to the point of walking off the set more because while I was at work listening to the Final Fantasy show, I was laughing so hard that I couldn't breathe.
All right, no.
Actual comment.
Okay. I would like an apology, though. It would be nice to have one.
Gene...
Just say it, man.
I'm sorry for calling you a penis face.
All right. I forgive you.
You cocksucker.
See, that's okay. Okay. Like, that's okay.
All right.
Just don't introduce me as penis face anymore.
Okay.
All right. So let's do a show. It's been a while. Over a month now.
Well over a month.
Not our biggest break that we've had in the show.
No, not by far. Our biggest break was 6 months or something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot going on with you in particular. Mm-hmm. Trying to find a new house. Studying / skipping school and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Whatever. No excuses, really. It's just we haven't done one. We did. We were going to do one.
We made plans to do one a few times.
We were actually going to, and Adam came over, and we just completely forgot for some reason.
Strange situation.
Because Adam was here.
That had to have been it, because I think we sort of distanced Adam from the show. I mean, we talk about it, we make fun of him sometimes, but... at least in my experience, even when we talk about the show in front of Adam, I get sort of uneasy because I wouldn't want him to go and listen to the episodes.
Yeah, we have reamed him.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I haven't listened to the shows recently. But anyway, so since we've been gone, I'm just going to do a brief synopsis of stuff. Hurricane Rita. Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. Massive amount of racial issues that we've personally been talking about like crazy that I've been wanting to get out on the show. If we were to go into that stuff, the show could be a long show.
Yeah. You know, here's what I'm thinking, man. Those issues are kind of played out by now. We had Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye.
The fuck kind of
name. I know, it's messed up. But he makes more money than I do, so.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
It's disgusting.
Anyway, he did his thing. The racial issues,
okay, for instance, you know, the guys at Random Radio didn't really hit on it very much, and they're from Canada. We have Canadian listeners to think about.
Uh-huh.
And they have such a skewed perspective on this thing. I don't know if the listeners know this, but now the leader of the Black Panthers is accusing the George Bush administration of blowing up the levees with explosives.
Uh-huh.
Fucking ridiculous, man.
Well.
That disgusts me.
You know.
It disgusts me.
It's not the first major...
My main issue is that they're bringing George Bush into this at all. The executive chief of the army, what does he have to do with a national disaster? How is it the president's responsibility at all? The only thing the president can do in the case of a national disaster is deploy troops, which he did. It's not his responsibility to watch out for levees as much as it's his responsibility to worry about the safety of the buildings in Dallas. I mean, there are thousands of cities around the United States. How is it George Bush's responsibility? At all. Why do people even bring him into it? It angers me.
Okay, all right, that's fine. We can be angered about it.
And it angers me that there's these black people all over the place in Texas now. Uh-huh. I think our listeners should know we're from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have 500,000 new quote-unquote poor residents, a.k.a. niggers, living in our area, in our close proximity. I've actually already, working at my job, had them come into my store. These totally black people, obviously from New Orleans, because I could barely understand what they were saying, looking to buy computers with their FEMA cards, and asking for discounts since they were Hurricane Katrina victims.
Mm-hmm.
These Hurricane Katrina victims are better off than I am. They get to live and eat and everything free for the next 2 years or longer, and they're going to get huge amounts of money because they're victims of a hurricane. Uh-huh. It's the first time in history that victims have been compensated for being in a national disaster. That's just a thing that happens. The government shouldn't butt in. It's an issue to me, Gene.
It's
an issue.
That's fine. It can be an issue. You know, since when did the Squizzy Show become your political soapbox?
Show is my rant box.
Okay, all right.
I can talk about what I damn well want to.
Okay, all right.
And me being upset that there are hundreds of thousands of shitty people invading my town.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
well, that's
we've always
fine.
Been very racist on the show.
That's fine. You know,
this
we
is
can...
just a reason.
Okay.
And not just a reason, but a justification of everything we've ever said about black people. Because just look at the way they acted during Hurricane Katrina. Looting. Shooting planes out of the sky for rescuing people. This, to me, is a justification of every racist comment I've ever said about a black person.
Well, for what it's worth, it has been reported that most of those, if not most, at least a good amount of those, the crimes that went down in New Orleans were greatly exaggerated by the media.
Though, yeah, there's no rape thing in the Superdome or whatever.
Right.
But there was still the looting. And
there,
the
yeah, there was looting and shootings. The bad people came out of the woodwork to take control of a
no,
situation.
All of them are, though. Do you know that, I think I told you, the news report, that mm-hmm. over half of the refugees screened have criminal arrest records? Over half the people are walking into Red Crosses and walking out in handcuffs because New Orleans was so rampant with criminals that should have been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that the New Orleans police just didn't care. It was a cesspool of villainy and terrible people.
It's a bad city.
Infesting our cities now.
It's a bad city. Yeah. Hey, man. I'm not saying that I'm all for people coming in. I have been affected to 100 times over.
Gene has actually gotten the worst of this.
Yeah.
I just found out today. Why don't you go ahead and tell
us.
First of all, Gene's looking for a new house.
Right.
He's looking to move. His dad and him have been looking. That's one of the reasons we haven't been able to do a show, is he's always looking for a new house.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I've been basically been preparing to move for the last month, 2 months. And, you know, we've been looking at a lot of houses. We finally pretty much decided on this one house. It's about a little over $200,000 house, $230,000 house. It's got like 10 acres. Or whatever, 5-10 acres, I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice house. Needs a little bit of work. It's got foundation problems. But other than that, yeah, exactly. It can be fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally right down the street from 10, $20 million houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I would say, not 200 feet away, there's a 42-room mansion, which is nice to have.
So you're the crappy house in the good neighborhood.
Kind of. But it keeps our land value up.
Okay.
So we wanted it. We wanted to get the house, and it turned out it was a repo house. Okay, whatever, fine. That just means that
somebody didn't meet their payments.
Exactly,
that's really all it means.
Right. So okay, we'll do that. That's fine. Repo house. We come back to buy it, and you know, we go up. My dad is actually privileged enough to have the combination to the lock on the door, so we can go in and out
mm-hmm.
as often as we want, which is fantastic, and. You know, we get there, and we're off the market.
Mm-hmm.
Realtor never said anything about that. We were going to buy the house.
Yeah, it looks like it's been sold.
We go there, off the market. Come back home, call the realtor. Turns out that the house was donated to a Katrina victim.
A big house, $230,000 house, donated to people who are probably going to move in to this neighborhood. And be the scum of the neighborhood.
Yeah, probably. You know,
I want to be in a Hurricane Katrina.
I would like to be in a hurricane.
I mean,
if I got a free house out of it.
A free big house in a nice neighborhood with 10 acres of land. What the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the banks are donated all repo houses to Katrina victims. This has never happened in a natural disaster before. And it's only because there are people like Jesse Jackson out there being assholes.
Well, no one wants to look unsentimental, you know, towards them.
I don't care.
I don't care either. But, I mean, it's just like we had our local movie theater. I don't know if we talked about this. Has it been a month?
It's been over a month. It's
yeah?
It's been a long time.
All right. Well, our movie theater had a hurricane deal. Just after the hurricane happened, it was $4 for a show, as opposed to like $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
and popcorn and drink were $1 each. Yeah. Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And you know.
So they're being generous.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between being generous and there's a difference between people's generosity and then the government trying to make up for a mistake that wasn't a mistake. It was a natural disaster. A horrible thing.
Well, there has been criticism
of
response time.
It was a mistake on the part of the local government because it's the local government's responsibility and no one else's. On top of everything else, it's just other people, you know, it's our taxpayers' dollars and it's our, you know, generosity of our federal government to get FEMA in there. And, yeah, it was a little slow, a little unorganized, but nothing this bad has ever happened in history.
Galveston hurricane.
The Galveston hurricane took more lives, but it wasn't nearly as devastating.
Okay.
Nearly as devastating. And this is hundreds of square miles of devastation. To a place that, on all rights, should be underwater to begin with.
We've said this several times before. It's about time.
We haven't
time.
Said it on the show.
Oh, well,
we haven't done a show since Hurricane Katrina, Gene.
Well, fine.
So everything before Hurricane.
I'll make my references, though.
Okay.
You can't really stop me. But Izzy and I are in 100% agreement that it was about time that we gave New Orleans a bath.
Yeah.
For the love of God, let's put some tide in that place.
A dirty, nasty... Yeah, they should have been taking tanker planes full of Clorox bleach and, you know, Downy softener and dumped it into this giant, nasty, dirty place. They should have done it before the hurricane. And if, you know, if the levees were blown up...
It's like a spin cycle.
It needed to be cleaned. It was a dirty, nasty place. And, you know, now that not only the dirty people have spread through America, but $250 billion so far of taxpayer money is going into rebuilding New Orleans. I don't want to rebuild it.
I don't know if I want to rebuild it or not.
Just make it a lake. It's supposed to be a lake.
The New Orleans Lake. Yeah, well, yeah.
It is supposed to be a lake. It is supposed to be underwater. It's an engineering marvel that it is not underwater.
Do you ever think how really sci-fi it is that there is now a city underwater that we'll come back to in 100 years and see the city under the water?
Man, that's pretty sci-fi.
Yeah.
And not only was God saying by sending Hurricane Katrina, let's clean this place, Hurricane Rita was in a V line to my to where I was. I, in fact, had like 10 family members and a Great Dane living in my house for a week during Hurricane Rita.
True.
And it was on a V line for Houston. I mean, this thing was straight towards Houston. And then it was like, oh, fuck that. They fixed those levees. And it just went. Straight back at Louisiana, and it nailed them again.
Well, it had to.
Knocked over some of the levees and stuff. They're like, what are you doing? Why are you rebuilding those levees? And there's four other hurricanes out there right now that could potentially be heading our way.
They're all in queue. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
I mean, I think that this could really be the end of the Gulf. You know?
I guess so.
I mean...
It wasn't really a fun place to vacation anyway. The Gulf Ocean is nothing like the coastal oceans.
All I know is that there's supposed to be tiger sharks.
There's tiger sharks. It's not nearly as clear. I mean, over in Florida and stuff, but like down there like Galveston and whatnot, there's a lot of like sediment in the water. So it's actually that the ocean is brown.
Delicious.
Yeah. I wouldn't go swimming in it last time I went. There are a lot of people out in there, and I just pictured a bunch of people swimming in a giant sewage tank.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up, actually. I was thinking about making this point. Some friends of mine went to Mexico with church, like church mission, build houses there, whatever, you know,
good
whatever.
Yeah.
And it was on the coast. I don't remember exactly which city it was, but the water, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you stand out on the beach, and it looks so beautiful. But the smell is not so good. The sewage of the entire city runs directly into the beach and into the water.
Nice.
So the water looks nice as you, you know, from a distance.
Right.
But when you get up closer to it, there's
lots of
lots of fecal matter.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up. Talking about swimming in brown.
It is Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I said. Here's interesting.
The whole place smells like poo, no matter where they're sitting.
Everyone says, oh, Mexico, Mexico, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. The church imported all of their food and water. All of it. From California. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. Oh, man. So, anyway.
So, yeah, we're tired of it.
That's the rant. I mean, everybody has been to You the Man Now, dog, and seen the hilarious clips, and it's old, but Squizzy hadn't talked about it yet, so there we go.
And, yeah, I guess, you know, we're moving off the Katrina subject, so I guess I'll throw this in there. At bigboys.com, big-boys.com, there is a video currently on the front page-ish called Texas Shootout. I would like to point out that the location of this shootout is not 5 minutes from where Isaiah and I are standing right now.
It's actually right down the street. It's a couple blocks away.
It's very close.
Yeah.
It was quite scary.
Yeah.
Funny, though.
Jim told me about that.
Did you get a chance to look at it?
No, I didn't see.
It's pretty close.
I'll have to watch it after the show.
It's pretty close. So I would encourage you guys to all go to that site, big-boys.com.
And you can kind of get a perception of at least whereabouts Squizzy is located.
Right. At the hands of a wild gunman.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that they are.
Yeah, so, God. Oh, I got a story.
Uh-huh.
Got a story destined to become a Squizzy classic.
Okay.
This is Izzy's... Okay, first of all, now, let's see what I'm going to call this. Izzy's encounter with the Indian.
Okay.
So I'm working at Circuit City now.
CompUSA.
Yeah, I'm working at CompUSA. They're all the same to me. I say that all the time, constantly. I say I work at Circuit City.
Okay.
Anyway, a lot of Indians come into electronics stores. Mm. Like, when I worked at GameStop, every once in a while, not to the point that it actually annoyed me or anything, but working there... it's just literally half the people that come in are Indians looking for bargains and looking to rip you off in any way possible. And it's pretty annoying because there's actual bartering that goes on. The manager will actually make deals with these people.
Very frugal.
It disgusts me.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get used to it at first. I just wouldn't allow these people. They'll offer you a certain amount for something, and then I actually have to go and ask my manager if we can do that, and it just disgusts me. I just want to tell them, no, go away. This isn't a fish market. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so one night I'm working there, back in the computer section, laptops to be specific, this Indian guy comes in. I'm like, oh, great, an Indian. And he's like, hello. Yes, I am wanting to be buying a laptop to bring back to my home country of India. And I'm like, oh. An Indian person from India. This is going to be even more painful than I could have imagined. And it ended up being terrible. So what happens is I start showing him laptops, and he describes to me he wants a decent laptop that he can, I don't know, PowerPoint presentations, fairly mobile. I know the entire time I'm talking to him, he's wasting my time. That he's going to go to the cheapest laptop we have, which happens to be a compact laptop that's discontinued, out of the box. It's the last one. Mm-hmm. It's on the shelf. It's already $600 off the original price.
Okay.
It's a huge discount. We're trying to get rid of this thing. So it's out there. It's $630 off the original price, and he goes up to it. And he asks me to explain to him the laptop. I'm like, well, you know, it's got a regular screen, blah, blah, blah. And he starts pointing out all the things crappy about the laptop. He has me actually take the laptop out of the security system we have, which is a pain, and then side by side compare it to this better laptop.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and he just keeps saying all this stuff like, oh, you know, the screen, it's not so good. He just kept saying, you know, the processor is not so good. I'm like, yeah, I know. Check this laptop out. It's great. It's got a really fast processor, a fantastic screen.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, but this one over here, it's not so good. I'm like, I know it isn't. Thank you for telling me that. And he's like, okay, the laptop was $685, down from $1,399 or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know what? $550, I'll just buy this one. I'll buy it right here. You know, it's not so good. Like, it's already $600 off, sir. I really don't think we can go any lower than this. I mean, we're not making any money on it as it is. He's like, well, you know, it's just, it's not so good. You know, I can't spend more than $550. $550 is all I can spend. I can't do this. Just go ask your manager. Go ask your manager. I'm like, oh my god. So I go and ask my manager. My manager's like, tell him I can take $25 off. I'm like, oh, God, just tell me that we can't do anything for him. Tell him we can take an extra $25 off, but that's it. We're not going any lower. So I'm like, okay. I go talk to him. He's like, that's not $550. I can't do anything lower than $5. I'm like, we can't go any lower. That's it. I'm actually bartering with this jackass. I'm like, I can't go any lower. There's nothing I can do. You don't even like this laptop. At this point, I've been working with this guy for about 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
at this point talking about laptops. And he's like, $550. I'm like, no. He's like, he says everything while smiling, looking at me right in the eyes.
Okay.
He smiles like, $550. Come on. I'm like, no. We can't lower it anymore. He's like, get your manager. I'm like, okay. So I go and get my manager, who's extremely annoyed that I have to get her for some reason. I'm like, I can't do anything with this guy. He keeps offering $550 to me. So she goes back there, and she's like, look, I can't help you. There's nothing I can do. He bugs her for a while. And I'm shaking with rage at this point. I'm like, why don't we just kick this guy out of the store? He's not a good customer. We don't want his service. He's not going to spend any money here. He's not going to do anything that makes us any money. Why? And then he starts saying things to my manager like, maybe if I buy this at $550, I buy a PlayStation 2, I buy a digital camera, I buy some other stuff. And I'm thinking, wait a second, he only has $550 to spend. He's saying this to my manager while telling my manager that he can only spend $550.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, 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 no. He's like, okay. And then my manager leaves. I look at her pleadingly. Please don't leave me with this guy. And she's like, you take care of it. So we proceed to go down the huge laptop aisle. And he proceeds to offer me different prices for every laptop down the entire aisle of laptops. We get to this one laptop that he's particularly fond of. It's $1,200. And he wants it for $1,050. And at this point, I'm laughing at him. I'm like, listen, sir, there's no way that we were going to lower any prices for you on any of our laptops. And he smiles. He's like, listen, come on, help me out here. 1050, 1050. I'm like, no matter how you say the number to me, I will not lower the price. He's like, okay, just work a deal out with me. Walmart has this laptop for this much. I'm like, I'll go to the Walmart website right now. And I did, and they didn't have it. And he's like, 1050, 1050. I'm like, I look at him and I say, go to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Walmart because I don't want your
business. Does Walmart even sell laptops?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
I'm literally like, I don't care if you go to Walmart. Those are my exact words. I was like, I don't care if you go to Walmart at this point. I don't care because you're not going to spend any money here that makes me any money. And he looks at me and he smiles. And eventually, he leaves. And I'm so angry that I go to the back room and I buy a thing of water out of the Coke machine and I chug it down. And there's these people in there. And I'm like, do you guys care if I'm racist? Because I hate sand niggas. And there's an Indian girl there. And she's like, ugh. Oh! And one of the guys turns to her and he goes, shut up. You know it's true. And anyway, so I go back to work. 30 minutes later, I'm in the laptop section. A guy comes up behind me and he goes, I'm back. And I turn around and I go,
Super.
It's the guy, again, looking for a deal. Anyway, my manager comes up, talks to him. I'm so annoyed that I'm actually ignoring him. At one point, I'm back there alone with him, standing towards the wall, looking down to my right. And he is about 5 inches away from my left shoulder looking at me. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just looking at the floor, staring at the floor down to my right while he's like breathing down my neck, just waiting for me to acknowledge him. And eventually he goes, "What time is it?" I was like, "It's 9:15. We've been closed for 15 minutes." Because one of the Indians' tactics is to stay in the store after you're closed so that you'll be in a rush to get him out and you'll give him a good deal because you just want him out of your store so bad.
Mm.
They do this. Even when I worked at Blockbuster, they would do that. It's disgusting. Anyway, so that was it. And it was a terrible experience. I was so angry. I literally almost punched him.
Good.
I was weighing, you know, whether... I was sure he was... Being Indian, he would probably sue me for as much money as he could get. And that's why you don't punch an Indian. But,
right.
Ugh.
Terrible experience.
It was. It was.
It's good, though.
But in the end, I was upfront rude with him.
Uh-huh.
And I would literally, like, at points be shaking and, like, whispering, like, "Why do you people do this?" Yeah. Interesting experience. And not only Indians are like that, it turns out. Asian people.
Really?
Yeah. Not Japanese people, but Filipino, Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Very like that. Like to barter.
It's got to be something about people just used in their culture, just buying things off the street.
Yeah.
That's got to be what it is.
Yeah, but it's not like that here. And I don't understand. And the reason they get away with it is because we let them.
Right.
They'll actually barter with them. If I was a manager of the store, I would say to either pay the original price or get out of the store because I don't care and I hate your people.
Good. Good. Good, good. That was good.
Yeah.
That, especially the last part, was good. All right, well, you know, I guess we're going to move on then.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry. I had to get it off my chest. I needed more than just you to hear it.
Yeah, you know, I've yeah, that's good. It's good.
Anyway.
So, kind of out of things.
I'm not out of things.
Oh, I mean, I'm out of...
I've been playing Warcraft 3.
What? I'm scratching...
Why are you scratching your sack, man?
Because it itches, temporarily.
The new Family Guy movie came out, most people had already seen by pirating it, but I hadn't, and neither had Gene, because we could never get the torrents to work.
Mm.
And it was pretty good. It was like a giant Family Guy episode.
Yeah, it wasn't. It really wasn't that funny, though.
I like it when Stewie asks Brian to shave his coin purse.
It's got a lot of little laughs, but there really aren't any stand-up moments.
Yeah.
Which, it was sad.
Yeah, I guess.
It seemed to me like, they marketed it more as, I'd say, like a South Park, and they just didn't quite
get it there. It was uncensored, but very not an uncensored thing.
Right.
No nudity, no extreme... There was him violently killing Bugs Bunny, but that would be in a normal Family Guy episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
But, yeah. So,
yeah, but...
Generally unimpressed, but it's still worth a rental, at least.
Oh, we didn't tell him about our sexual experience together.
Yeah, I know. We weren't supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's cool.
Sorry.
You should have... Thought about that before you said it, though.
Well,
because now we're in a really tight
editing.
Spot.
We're not editing it out.
Okay. All right, we won't. We don't edit things out.
Yeah, we don't.
Sometimes we do.
No, we don't. We've never edited anything out, have we?
No? I don't know.
No, I guarantee you we haven't.
All right, then. We've never edited. So we don't edit.
Well, there's something I want to ask the listeners, or listener, as it would be, because it's probably only you guys in random radio.
That's been a long time now. I will admit.
But it still surprised me that random people will post on our forums. They there have actually been some topics that we maybe we should hit on?
I have not looked at the forums in a very long time.
On the air.
Looks like
we didn't do any prep work.
Isaiah's doing his patented surf the net while we broadcast.
There's something somebody wants us to talk about. It's important.
Okay. All right. Well, he's looking through
There's been some good posts. Kids talking about urinal poop.
Katrina. Down.
Somebody did want us to do our take on the Katrina thing. See?
Okay.
Not very squizzy, like he said. So I don't have any specific topics with each other, but I think Izzy needs to annoy Gene to the point where he almost walks off the set more often. My first squizzy was the one where Izzy kept telling him that Final Fantasy X2 was gay, and that he was going to tell him how it ended. I was listening at my desk at work, and by the end, I was in tears. It was so funny.
Okay. Alright, well,
that was that. There was... maybe it was in our email.
I don't think so. Because no one emails us. Which is sad. You know, I'd like more people to email us, but really, at this point, I don't care anymore. Because you motherfuckers never do.
Yeah, nobody does. I'd rather them post.
I really don't care, at this point.
They want us to talk about our sex life, actually. Oh, man, this is a big one here.
We did these, though.
No, we didn't.
We covered a lot of these in our last show.
Oh, we did. Boxer versus briefs. We didn't do bacon or sausage.
These are things that I don't
want
to talk about.
They want us to talk about balls. I drank a lot of balls recently, and now there's a balls gum. So
really?
You can chew on some balls.
Uh-huh.
Buy some chewy balls.
Blow some ball bubbles.
Yeah. Blow bubbles with balls.
Yeah.
You blow bubbles with your balls. What have you. Somebody wants to know about As wants to know more about our mothers. I am sure Jean's mother has a charming voice, and Izzy's mother has pretty smooth hair.
Well, is that true?
I'd say my mom's hair is pretty smooth.
I would say that my mother's hair...
Voice.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Charming?
I would say that my mother... Yeah, very, very soothing and charming and generally attractive. Sexually stimulating.
Okay. So we should talk about our sex life.
Well, I think the one thing about our mothers is actually that Isaiah and I have both done our moms in the butt.
We have. We did our moms in the butt.
After the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask, about how long have we done the time for the show?
Mm-mm.
Well, I have to poo, and I didn't bring it up beforehand because I didn't think that I would have to, but I am
prairie dogging it?
More having to poo now than I did earlier.
The question was, are you prairie dogging it as we speak?
I am, but it's not a prairie dog. It's more of a prairie river.
Oh, okay. So one of those, you have the warm feeling in the depths of your bowels.
I'm damming it up.
Just take the mic into the bathroom.
I can't
it
do
won't
that.
Reach.
It won't reach. It clearly won't reach.
I have some cups up here.
Yeah? Is that what you want to do? It'll probably come out of... I don't want to do that. You know?
Are you sure you don't want to have explosive diarrhea into a cup in my room?
Only if I can do it on your bed.
Not on the bed.
It's the only way. It's the only way that I would consent.
I sleep on that bed.
True, but...
And even if I washed my sheets...
It wouldn't be the same.
Pooing on them.
Speaking of beds, actually, my dad got a Tempur-Pedic mattress. You know, the kinds where you put your hand in it and it...
Yeah, those are so uncomfortable to me.
Really? Yeah. I don't know, my dad got one. He's been waking up with, like, cramps and stuff. I tried to explain it. Look, Dad, you're just old. Old people wake up with cramps.
Yeah, he needs one of the... Like, my grandparents, of whom your dad's about the same age...
Thank you for that.
Have the inflatable mattress where you can, like, change the hardness of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Like, Rush Limbaugh.
Mm. I know what you're talking about.
And they love it.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad
already dropped all that money on Tempur-Pedic.
Well, all I know is that it's made of cashmere.
The whole thing?
The sheets.
Oh, the sheets are cashmere? Cashmere sheets are nice to have.
I guess so. I mean...
The butter sheets, man. It's like you're in a giant pool of melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Jean's, like, obviously holding in...
It's good.
A mound of diarrhea.
You
go. You go. I'll keep the show alive.
All right.
We're not done.
Can I trust you?
You can trust me.
I don't think that I can.
You can't.
I can't.
It doesn't matter, though.
I guess I'll just wait it out. Probably the best thing to do is just wait it out.
Are you afraid that if you fart, you might poop yourself?
Yeah, but I'm not going to fart, see?
Hold that into. That's got to be painful, man.
You know.
What could I say? What could I do?
I don't know. But that doesn't change the fact that I know that you will.
I'll do something, but how bad can it be?
I don't know.
I could.
Not as bad as holding this in for the next 20 minutes, though. I can guarantee that.
Not as bad? Then go.
I don't think. Oh, no. Well. I said it backwards, but
I meant it
the other way.
So what I could say is worse than you having to hold back your massive poo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
It wasn't like I was going to say anything about, like, you having sex on the internet with girls.
Ah. You weren't going to say anything about... Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
And I wasn't going to, you know, say anything embarrassing.
Okay. All right. No, that's cool.
I would never say anything really personal that you wouldn't ever want me to say on the air. It's just not what I would do.
It's not your style.
I have too much respect for you to ever do that.
Ah. All right, we're going to play those cards.
I seem to remember you saying that you have so little respect for anyone but yourself.
I would willingly
do anything to anyone at any time.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
It is something along those lines.
I did not say that. But you know what actually I do find interesting? Is we're always talking about me, my stuff. Hmm. Stuff like that. I seem to remember keeping a very silent mouth during the whole BB incident on the show.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Because you had to.
I did not have to.
I wouldn't have released a show.
I talked
about it because I don't even know what would have happened if the Squizzy listeners would have known that I was having an affair with one of my Counter-Strike teammates' girlfriends.
The whole situation was just too fantastic. Every time we did a show, I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to, but I just
he
I
almost
never did.
Did at one point. I don't remember the context, but it was like the Valentine's show or something, and you were like, speaking of funny things that happened during Valentine's Day, and I look at him, and he's like, oh, and then he says something else, because he was going to bring up. So back in the day, when I still play a lot of Counter-Strike, me and Gene both, there was this girl who played at the LAN Center a lot and actually was living with this guy. They were going out really seriously, and this guy was a total jerk. This girl, BB, who...
For what it's worth, I liked him. I never had a problem with him. Continue.
Wheels? Yeah.
Chris, yeah.
Yeah. That would be so funny if you listened to this, because they're engaged now. This could actually ruin their marriage.
I thought that they had that
BB has never told.
She moved back to.
She's visiting
California.
She's living in California, but her and Chris are still together. I as far as I know.
Interesting.
There hasn't been anything on her blog. I haven't talked to her.
Continue.
So anyway, this girl ends up working with me. I get her a job at GameStop, and I really like her. She's easily one of the coolest girls I've ever and probably ever will know.
Mm-hmm.
She was really cool and great, and she was with this guy who she didn't even like at the time. So I end up we flirt constantly at work. There's a huge amount of flirting and touching and
the sexual tension.
Sexual tension is immense.
Uh-huh.
So we go to lunch one day, and I confess to her my feelings. And she says that she feels the same way.
Fantastic.
I've never been in a situation like this. She has a boyfriend and whatnot. Anyway, So it's this whole scenario where I'm working with this girl and we like each other, but she's got a boyfriend. And one night we end up going to Starbucks with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave Starbucks and everybody else leaves and we're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns to me in the parking lot, and this is very OC. And like, I like put my arms around her, and she goes up and kisses me,
uh-huh.
and then turns her head away, and she's like, "I shouldn't have done that." And I'm like, "No, it's okay." And I get in the car, like we say goodbye, and I get in the car, and I'm like banging my head on the steering wheel, like, "What am I gonna do?" Anyway, so this sort of flirtatiousness continues for a while.
Mm. I'd also like to point out that while this is happening at work, at night, Isaiah is signing on, and we're practicing Counter-Strike as a team together with the boyfriend.
Right.
And I'm getting...
I'm sort of friends with this guy.
I'm also getting continuous updates of the relationship status here with him and
Not only Gene, but also Adam. This mm-hmm. very dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
This Wheels guy is like 29 years old. He was a tiny person. I could have crushed him, you know, with my big toe. But
okay.
Either way.
We were all keeping this mammoth secret from him. And the pressure was astounding.
The thing was, like, the relationship between him and her, she had actually moved to Texas from California because of him.
Right.
She had met him on EverQuest.
Okay.
Moved here and started living with him. That's how kind of their relationship was. Pretty big.
Okay.
You know, and it ends up, you know, he wasn't what she liked or whatever, but, or she thought. Either way, she was using me. Totally playing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, so one day in some conversation, I'm like, you know, if you ever get in a fight with Chris or something, and because she didn't have any friends, she'd always talk about, I don't have anywhere to go, you know, me and Chris fight all the time, I'm like, you can come to my place, you know?
Yeah.
You know, whatever, I'm, you know, we're good friends, you know, and I like you. So,
no pressure or anything.
One night, I get a call,
uh-huh.
I'm in my house, I get a call from BB saying, I had a fight with Chris, can I come over? Instantly go and like clean my house, make my bed, perfume up the place. I'm like, oh, I have no idea what to do at this mm-hmm. point. I have no idea because I hadn't actually like had a girlfriend, been with a girl for like 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes over. We talk all night. It's really emotional. She tells me about all her problems. Not, you know, the only reason she moved to Texas wasn't because of Chris. It was to get away from her family and all this stuff. Really emotional. And I'm trying to be a nice guy about the whole thing. I'm like,
of course.
I'll sleep out here on the couch. So OC, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'll sleep out here on the couch. And you can have the bed. You can go sleep in my... I have this giant, by the way, California king size, extremely cushy bed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm fully clothed. I'm like sleeping fully. I normally sleep in my boxers. I'm sleeping fully clothed. I'm out on the couch, like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. You know, I'm not taking advantage of the situation. BB walks out into the living room in her underwear, more or less.
Mm.
And she's like, you know, you don't have to sleep out here on the couch. And I'm like, okay. So we go, and, you know, stuff happens.
Right.
In the bedroom.
Stuff happens.
And we stay up all night talking and having a great time. At this point, I'm like, oh, man, she's going to leave Chris.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's totally in for me. All these thoughts are going to my head. I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. You know, this is, like, the girl that I want. I really want her. I do. Like, I totally wanted BB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably because she was, like, the ungraspable thing. That okay. I couldn't get to. So anyway, we have fun that night in sexual ways.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, I get up, go to work. Everything's cool. BB acts like it never happened from that point on.
Right.
It's the whole uncomfortable, like, we work together, and, like, she's still extremely flirtatious with me, but she doesn't talk about what happened.
Uh-huh.
Ever. And in fact, one time, several weeks later, she's like, you know, I think about what happened all the night. That was, like, the best night of my life, she tells me. And I'm like, you know, if you ever want to do it again, we can. And she's like, okay.
That's such a classic girl response, too.
Yes, and she's telling me this, and, like, I'm trying to get over her, and I can't. I'm like, oh, God.
Uh-huh.
She's, you know, she's such a cool and nice person. Why would she play me like that? And then Chris wants to move to Illinois, and she wants to move with him, and they end up moving away.
And sad.
I mourn. I'm like, you know, why? Mm-hmm. Why would this happen? At the same time, I'm kind of numb to it, because worse has happened to me. then I meet Elise, and everything's gravy, but that was an amazing situation, and that was an amazing point in my life. I was having an affair with one of the guys that I saw on a regular basis. Like, after it happened, we actually, like, me and this guy went alone to Arby's from the Land Center at one point and ate at Arby's together. And I'm just totally acting cool and stuff.
I remember.
Oh, God.
I remember a specific situation where we were at work, your work, mm-hmm. and BB was there. And
oh, God.
Chris actually came in, and we went, both of us together with Chris, out to eat at the Mandarin Chinese place buffet, whatever.
Yeah,
that
me,
was right next door.
Me, you, and Chris.
And it must have been so obvious that you and me were just amazingly uncomfortable. I was waiting. I literally was waiting for the moment where I could just say, so Chris, Isaiah fucked BB, dude. I didn't
have sex with her.
It's close enough, man. It's close enough. It's close enough.
I could have. I didn't. I didn't take advantage. I probably should have. You know, I probably
Looking back,
but she was a little nervous because she was cheating on her future husband to be with me. And I often see her or him online, and I often want to ask her if she's ever said anything to him, because she did play me like a fool.
Uh-huh.
You know, she hurt me. I don't say she broke my heart or anything, mm-hmm. but, you know, she really got my hopes up about something that went nowhere.
Right.
And I could potentially ruin her relationship with her fiancé, and that thought to me is pretty empowering.
And, you know,
because she has a blog, and I've often thought about commenting on her blog on the internet for everyone to see. Hey, BB, how about the time you spent the night at my house? Did you ever tell Chris about that one?
I do see Chris online every once in a while, and it's definitely something that I've thought about bringing up.
I would do it.
Randomly.
You know, what is either of them going to do?
I don't know. I could see Chris coming back here and
what?
Potentially shooting you in the face.
It was BB's decision.
Yeah, but he won't see it that way.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't know where I live.
It's fine, you know. Chris knows about the Squizzy Show.
They don't listen to it.
I know, but there is always that off chance. So I want that to be in the back
well,
of your mind.
Well, let me say this, if Chris ever does listen. It was all BB's fault. She was always flirting with me. She made me like her, and she opened herself up to the possibility. I didn't seduce her whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
It was totally her playing me.
Uh-huh.
And she honestly would constantly tell me about how crappy Chris was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much she didn't like him, and like how bad the relationship was. And I saw that as an opportunity, which I jumped on.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with what I did.
And
I feel no remorse.
I'd also like to point out one more thing. I never took an anti-you stance, did I? Always was there by you. It's like, dude, it's cool. You're laying on my floor in the middle of the night. You're telling me this big sob story. I wasn't like, dude, you need to grow a fucking pair. I wasn't like that, was I? I was very supportive,
yeah.
A good friend, completely opposite of the way that you were with me. When the Christina incident happened,
the Christina incident was completely different.
It was not as different as you think.
It was completely different. It was you being dumb.
It wasn't me being dumb. It was you being dumb. You were just as dumb as I was.
Christina was nothing like. Christina was a total
douche who was...
flirtatious girl who kept giving me signals that she was interested in me, had a boyfriend. The only difference was is I didn't...
You didn't see her.
I worked with
BB on a daily basis.
That's
she was
true.
Constantly groping my ass.
Now, that's true. I saw her more on a bi-weekly basis, so you got me there.
Yeah, and also, this Christina thing happened, the thing with BB, and maybe I was speaking from personal experience, Gene.
Maybe.
You know, I wanted to keep you from being used, which you so obviously were being.
Yeah, you know, eventually, I honestly don't even remember what happened. Just stopped talking, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to point that out. That, you know, the difference between the way that I reacted and the way that you reacted was very substantial. That's all.
You
that's
were,
all
you were being
I wanted.
Good I was trying to that's be a good
no,
friend.
No, you weren't.
I was. I was trying to save you, and I probably did help somewhat. I probably kept you from being used.
No. I don't think so. I wouldn't say that you did anything wrong, but...
I could have supported you in it, but... I didn't feel like
all
I should have.
All I wanted was an ear, Isaiah. That's all I wanted was just someone to listen. Just like I listened to you. That's all I wanted. And that's not what I got. I'd like to point out also that Adam was an even bigger prick on the subject. But that's fine, because that's just how Adam is. Adam and I, not really friends anymore.
Yeah, Gene and Adam have had kind of a falling out. We decided for no particular reason that other than the fact they just don't enjoy talking to each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They never particularly had anything to talk about, I guess we decided. They actually had a lot more in common when they were playing games or watching the certain TV shows together.
Mm-hmm.
But they never hung out or did anything. So it just kind of ended up falling out. So that's...
It's sad. It's really sad to me.
Yeah. Gene was crying on the phone with me the other day.
I don't remember crying, but it was sad.
Yeah, and there's no real reason for it. I don't see it as something they can never be friends again. I just see it as something where right now they just don't have anything to talk about.
It's just it's awkward. You know, it's we don't talk. We don't call each other. He actually has me blocked on AIM, which is where we talk the most.
Yeah. He still has you blocked.
I know.
That's amazing to me.
And you know, it just...
It's one of those situations where they each thought they were being rude to each other. I would call Adam, and he would tell me about some jackass thing that Gene said to him, and then Gene is feeling the exact same way when Adam's saying things to him. You know, it's one of those situations, and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
It's fine. You know, it's fine. You just got to make that transition from a daily friend to a monthly friend, or even a bi-monthly Or
a
bi-yearly, never ever see each other again.
Adam is hanging out with Isaiah and Gene, or Gene is hanging out with Isaah and Adam.
That's really
the only way I'll ever see or talk to each other, is whenever we're all hanging out together.
Yeah, and that's the part that bothers me the most, I guess, is just because I just don't see us having fun when we're here.
I think it's kind of a progressive thing, like the longer y'all don't hang out, the more unfamiliar you'll become with each other, and then it'll just the worse it'll be. You ever notice that a hat like that, when you turn it inside out, looks like a duck?
Does it?
Yeah, it's got the eyes, kind of like Donald Duck. See?
It doesn't really look like a duck. I mean...
Looks like
a... I guess, I mean, a little bit.
I don't know. It looks like a duck.
A little bit. It looks like a duck. All right.
Retarded
fine.
Duck.
All right. Fine.
Anyway, as far as sex lives go, mine's fantastic.
It's still non-existent.
Gene still doesn't have a girl. Anything with college at all? Talk to anybody?
There are. Here's
any prospects? The thing. Any opportunities that you've given up that you could have talked to someone? Or?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even say that it's a situation where girls won't talk to me. Hmm. That's not my situation at all. That's what I think that Adam's situation is.
Right.
But my situation
why
is
that,
just...
Gene? Why do you think that's Adam's situation?
Because I don't like him.
Uh-huh. Why don't you think girls would talk to him?
The son of a bitch. What do you mean?
You think he's ugly? You think the girls wouldn't talk to him?
I didn't say that.
Why don't you say it?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. But, well, you know, my situation with girls is just I have not really found anyone that I would consider, like, just even be interested in.
Sometimes, I don't know, maybe you should try dating.
It's not, yeah, it's just...
You don't really know anything, like...
I know, I do know a lot of girls, but none of them really just strike me as interesting or appealing.
Better, nothing even better than nothing?
It's just, it
You don't have to get into a relationship, man. You can just date.
And then there's the, you know, the whole, I don't want to spend any money on a girl that I don't even really have interest in to begin with. It's, the whole,
you don't
that's,
have
so
to
that's,
spend money.
That's why. That's
why
really why I don't
do it. Why not just mooch off of your girlfriend like I do?
Well, I could do that, but, you know, Adam and I talk about that, so. I don't know. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, what? That you talk about me mooching off of Elise?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that I want to. It's just that it's there for me to... It's one of those situations where, like, I have the money to pay,
but
Elise's parents have a lot more money, and I don't have to, and I always offer. And then Elise's like, why? It's my parents' money. Mm. And I think to myself, oh, yeah. Why would I not accept free food / money for stuff?
Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
What's there even to talk about?
Only that we make fun of you for it.
Why?
Well,
you guys don't even have girlfriends.
That's not related to. That's not the
that you pay for stuff.
That's not the idea. The idea is that you take advantage of Elise, and that might not be the
not
right
at
word.
All. I don't take advantage of it.
And
she
but that's the key is that Elise lets you, which is weird to me.
She's not even letting me. She's causing it. When we go out places or something, which, by the way, I've paid for, like, the past several months.
Okay.
Because I actually have money
now. No one is judging you here. The real underlining thing here is that I don't think that Adam, to a certain degree myself, understands the relationship at all.
I don't think you can, because you don't have. And neither of you... Adam hasn't had a relationship with a girl since he was 15 years old. 15 or 16.
Okay.
You virtually never have, and all your relationships with girls have been pretty screwed up.
Mm.
Or not really relationships to begin with.
Interesting.
My relationship is very much based on the fact that I've had 4 long-term relationships prior.
Uh-huh.
Basically, my entire life, I've had long-term intense relationships since I was, like, 12 years old with girls.
Okay.
So I'd say that I have much more experience.
Okay, that's not the problem in question. Well, no one is doubting that you have had relationships, but neither of us... And I understand
why I'm with Elise.
To an extent.
Okay.
To an extent.
Because I have reasons.
If you can explain it to me.
I have very good reasons.
Okay.
Because
the only thing that we can come up with is just the money.
Not at all. I personally am probably the person who cares least about money in the world. I hate money.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the reasons are basically that the way she is, the way she acts is so different from girls that I hate, that I've come to hate, because I hate girls, to begin with, always have, since, you know, I've been crapped on by so many of them. And I don't see that happening with her, because she has a really good attitude about stuff, and she didn't really have a boyfriend before me, and I've kind of gotten to where I can mold her into exactly what I want.
Which... is weird and foreign and not... It just doesn't seem right.
That's the only way. Like, okay, if you ever listen to Tom Likas, you would understand that all women are at their core the same.
Mm.
And none of them...
Tom Likas.
None of them are what a guy wants. But when you have a situation where you can take one and basically mold it into, not forcibly, but very methodically and psychologically, basically train her to be exactly what you want, then that's what you do.
I can't understand why you would take any sort of relationship tips from Tom Likas, though. The guy will never be happy.
Because he's right.
He'll never be happy.
He is happy because he knows the truth about women. You don't know the truth about women, Gene. You haven't been crapped on. Everyone gets crapped on.
Everyone gets crapped on, sure.
Do you think there's that perfect girl out there for you who you're going to... No. Basically what happens is you get into a relationship.
And then you work at it.
And you fall in love. Which is what happens. You in particular, since you haven't had one, eventually you will fall in love. You'll start spending all your time with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You will start ignoring your friends. You'll start doing the general thing that happens, you know, and that's just a step, you know, that you go through, and then you get crapped on. Because what happens to guys like me and you is we get crapped on. Because we're nice. You're never going to do anything bad to a girl when you go out with her.
I'll rape her.
You can rape her, but you're not going to cheat on her or anything.
Oh, right.
Because we're chivalrous.
All right, yeah. But
girls are not.
I misunderstood there.
And Elise is not one of these girls that would do that.
Okay.
So that's
why she's appealing to you, is because you know that she won't cheat on you.
That she won't cheat on me, and I think she's fun. She plays World of Warcraft. You know, she plays video games. She doesn't have a lot of ditzy friends that I have to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
She has very few friends, and the friends she has, she doesn't hang out with. She doesn't like people. She's not... Oh, man, you don't even know. Like, being in a relationship with a girl that has a lot of friends is, like, the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really have any friends. And she doesn't have to worry about money. She doesn't have a lot of family problems. That's virtually impossible to find. A girl that doesn't have, like, extreme emotional problems, at least firstly has no emotional problems. You don't realize how easy it is and how nice it is. And that's why.
So it's a relationship of convenience, then?
Convenience, and she's basically exactly what I want.
Okay. All right.
Exactly what I want.
I mean, that's fine. I'm not attacking your relationship or anything.
Nothing. What could be different? What more could you want? What would you want out of a relationship?
Well, the only thing that I really, really don't like about Elise is that she's pretty violent. She
likes you. That's and she thinks you're funny and gangly. So yeah, she can beat you up.
It's not just me though. It's just she has that personality.
She doesn't like people.
That personality of. You know, dominance.
They suffer over me. I completely control everything about the relationship.
Okay, all right, fine.
And there's the certain giving in that that has to happen, and the certain, you know, like, when you're in a relationship, I don't know. I guess that I've kind of, like, gotten the science of it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm really trying to accomplish, is to... not screw up, not to be overbearing, which I'm completely not. I let her do what... when she's going to do something stupid, I let her do something stupid, which the mistake you'll make in a relationship is you'll try and keep your girlfriend from making mistakes. You'll try and... because you love her and you think that that's what they need to do, but girls need to do stupid things because they are stupid.
Mm.
So you have to get to the point where you can let the person you love.
I've got
to
ask,
stupid.
Why is everyone so misogynistic? Because everyone is. No one...
misogynistic?
It has to be in a...
I don't even know if I've ever heard that word before.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got to be... guys take this stance against Plano girls, and that's what all this is about. It's about Plano girls. And it's about...
girls in general.
It's about girls that are Plano girls, like Plano girls.
Even girls that aren't.
I wouldn't say
so. Look at Elise's roommates. They're all from small towns. Graduated from people with, like, less than 100 people in their graduating class. Her roommates, guess what? There's these guys that live across the apartment from them.
Uh-huh.
18, 19-year-old guys.
Uh-huh.
Pop-collar guys. The new trend of wearing the flipped-up collar,
uh-huh,
starch, you know, those type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them now go
to these girls who are virgins, and from these small towns, come to college, they go out, they go across the way, and go and watch movies with these guys every night, and have recently started making out with these guys every night, and one of the guys has already, like, they're pretty soon going to have start having sex with these guys.
Okay.
And stuff. And it's so stupid. These guys are literally, like, total jackasses, total jocks from, like, this place, and they're totally going to take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Elise has talked to these girls and been like, hey, these guys are just going to take advantage of you, and that's what they want.
Right.
They want to, they don't say that that's what they want, but that's the way that's, girls are.
That's not what they want. They just don't think that it's true.
No. They do think. They know that that's what's going to happen. Why
well,
do
they? Well, they.
Why do girls? Why do girls go after bad guys? Why do girls want bad guys?
It's got to be something about wanting to change them, or
yeah,
or
they're good girls, but they don't want to be.
It's here's
what's wrong with being good. Girls do not want to be good. They go to college. They go to high school or whatever. They don't want to be good. They want to be bad. They want to be with the bad guys. They want to go out, do drugs, get high, be used, you know, be in a bad relationship. Girls have this thing where they need that, for the most part, for the extreme majority.
Uh-huh.
And I've found one that isn't like that.
Okay.
And I don't think all girls are like this by any means.
So
just
that
the majority.
So that's the reason. That's the real underlining reason. That's what I'm trying to.
I found a good one.
Okay.
And you know, I've fallen in love, and that's the deal.
That's what I'm trying to grasp at here.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Okay,
eyes. All right,
and that's fine. But there was initial confusion.
About what?
About why. Because we were coming up with these different theories. And, you know, this wasn't any time recent.
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's fine. If that's how you feel, that's great. I like
and if,
Elise,
and it, if,
overall.
It, if anyone can come up with better reasoning than me, bring it on.
Well, it's stupid and pointless to argue with someone who's in love anyway, to begin with.
It's I can put love completely aside and just argue facts about women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from multiple personal experiences, not only personal experience, my friends' personal experiences, every nice guy that I've known, every single nice guy except for you,
mm-hmm.
that's been in a serious relationship, including Adam, Jimmy, people that I've worked with,
mm-hmm.
guys that do not use girls will be hurt by them.
Mm.
And girls inherently want to be hurt by guys. They always, every one of those guys got left by a girl who went to a bad guy who ended up physically abusing him.
Mm.
Why is that? It's too coincidental to not be true, and I hear about it constantly.
It has to be, girls just don't like the idea of a calm, safe relationship.
Why?
I don't know.
And
but
that's
they,
what
but
they want.
Do.
And it's conveyed on TV that it's the guys who use the girls for the most
but
part.
They do
but
eventually fall into that later. It's there's something magical about that 15 through 25.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'm saying is it's hard to find a girl that isn't like that.
Okay.
It's very difficult. And being in relationships is, for guys like us who don't use girls, not a pain. The guys who use girls, what Tom Likas is talking about, is they get girls.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a girl just to have sex with her, just to use her, you'll actually get girls
right.
at this point in your life, because it's almost the only way to get girls
but
and not be crapped on.
Here's the question, though. I guess really it boils down to, what are your motives?
Mm-hmm.
If your motives are to just have sex with all these girls and let that go, I mean, that's fine.
But if you're a nice guy like me and you,
mm-hmm.
who actually want to have a relationship or something and get to know somebody and have fun with a girl,
mm-hmm.
more than likely that girl is going to crap on you.
Right. And this is probably the reason that I just don't associate myself with any of the girls that I know. I have no desire to take them out on dates,
mm-hmm.
because I just don't.
It's a pain.
Not appealing to me. They are not appealing people.
And that's basically what I had. And actually, the reason I got into a relationship with Elise to begin with is because I had actually
sort of decided that the only way I was ever going to have a relationship with a girl was to not care.
Like, uh-huh.
You know, the way our relationship was for a very long time is, you know, she was... I was completely, like, whatever about the whole thing. Because that's kind of the way you have to be, in my opinion. It's like, I literally wouldn't have cared for the first year we were going out if she had cheated on me and left me. It was constantly on my mind. I was like, I want to have sex. And she knows this. This isn't anything I've kept from her. I was like, so I saw her. I liked her. I gave her my number. And we got into a relationship and everything. And for the first long time, like when she first went off to college, we actually kind of split up for a little while because there was some guy that liked her. And I was like, all right, last time this happened to me, I was all clingy. I was like, oh, God, why are you doing this? That guy's only going to use you. At this point, I was just like, you know what? If you want to do something like that, that's fine. More than likely, I'm still going to be here, and I don't care what you do. That was the way I was. And she was like, okay. And she went off a couple of days later. She was like, you're right. And, you know, came back. If I had been clingy and stuff, she just would have cheated on me.
Right.
So, I feel like I'm really handling it the right way.
Okay. I don't know, man. I just,
And I'd rather have a girl and this than not. It's so much better.
Okay.
Being in a relationship is fantastic. I don't have anything against relationships. What I'm against is being in a relationship that you're infatuation.
Right.
When you're infatuated with a girl, you lose all your friends. You know, you put all this time and effort into the thing, and it only ends up bad. It always ends up bad.
And it's hard to really break out of that, too.
Yeah.
I would say nearly impossible.
It's very tough because it's tough if you start it that way. Once you get into it, the girl expects it. You expect it of the girl. One of you will be like, okay, fine, do whatever, and that person will be doing that, but then you'll end up, you know, it's like, you know, it's just a rut you get into.
Right.
And so, with my relationship, at least, I never really got into that to begin with. I remember there was a point where we didn't see each other for a long time or whatever, but I still don't attribute that to me being with Elise. It was just circumstance.
But here's the question. How can you be completely... You know, I don't even really want to get into this on the show. I don't know why we're doing this. No one cares.
We're talking about our love life.
Guess so. Here's the thing. Is how do you be close with girls and be distant at the same time?
It's simple psychology.
Here's my real question. Is how can you have a real, like, caring relationship with two people that legitimately love each other and want to be close with each other, and basically your Hollywood-style relationship, and base it on these simple psychology procedures? It's really difficult because you're manipulating people into being what you want them to be.
The key, the entire key to a good relationship is to have your relationship and to have your outside relationships. It's like you have two circles. In a relationship, the two circles are always supposed to be touching, but they're two separate circles. When the circles start overlapping each other, then it becomes a bad relationship. So even in marriage, you have to have your friends outside. And that's the whole basis behind that is that you're not smothering each other. It's the whole, I don't know, you have a good relationship if that's happened. I force Elise into having friends outside.
Right.
Outside of, you know, me. And I keep my friends outside too. Like, I told her you were coming over today. She wasn't keen about the idea, because obviously she just wanted to spend it with me, but that's the way it is. And that's how you keep a healthy relationship. That's the whole key behind everything. Like, I know that if anything ever happened with Elise, I would still have you guys. And most relationships...
Well, you wouldn't have me. I would be after Elise. Instantly.
Well, you know, I would still be friends with you.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's that important.
Okay.
So, and a lot of guys will get into these relationships with girls and they'll just
forget all their friends, mm-hmm. and they'll feel like, because I've been there, you know. And the girl leaves me, and I'm like, I have no one.
Right.
Obviously, except for my family.
Well,
and
it's
a horrible feeling.
You did go MIA for about a month and a half when you first met Elise, so it's kind of interesting.
It was still I still don't attribute that to Elise. I don't attribute that to me hanging out with Elise all the time. That was us just not hanging out like we do sometimes.
Okay.
That's all it was.
Okay.
And, you know, other stuff going on.
What about Adam? Same thing with him?
With Adam? I saw Adam a couple times. As much as I normally see Adam. At that point in time, I hadn't been hanging out with Adam on a regular basis at all.
Okay.
I literally, like, maybe once a month with him.
Okay.
I was just kind of staying in my apartment alone. Anyway, so that was just a short period of time.
So. Oh, okay, all right. Don't want to get on the, bash Elise train here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go for it.
But
then.
Did Elise read Adam's AIM logs?
No.
Because this is interesting to me. When, I can't remember, it was in the middle, it was some other show that we did back in McKinney still.
Uh-huh.
And this was just after, I think Adam's computer was actually there. When he was living with you, that like last week,
mm-hmm.
that you were there or whatever, and Adam and I had a conversation, and I can't remember exactly what it was. We were talking about Elise. Oh, it's because Adam said something about Elise had been over quite a lot during that week,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "God, man, Elise just called after she just left," and I was like, "Yeah, dude, she's needy. What do you want me to say?" And he's like, I know, but it's...
Oh, I told her that you said that.
So...
You
weren't there.
No, I had... It was something that you had said to me before.
Ah.
You had been like...
Okay, so I had said it
You had
twice.
Said something along the lines of... That you and Adam thought that she was very needy. And
okay.
The way my relationship is with Elise is I don't have a problem telling her stuff like that. I'm like... You know, because if she is getting a little too needy, there's no better way to express that than saying other people think you're being needy.
Okay.
So I probably said something along the line. I think I remember this, because she was upset about it. I was like, yeah, my friends think you're a little needy, and, you know, you kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's nothing necessarily wrong with that.
Right.
I mean,
right. Well, I'm her first relationship. Of course she's
right.
needy. You know, I'm trying to make it not that way.
Okay. That was a... Yeah, as long as we were on the subject. Figured I'd
bring
that up.
Anyway.
All right, let's move on, though,
yeah,
for the love of God.
Let's move on. Jesus.
Christ. I'm tired of this.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so that is...
Kind of wraps that up.
The love line squizzy style.
Not necessary. Completely unentertaining.
Yeah, well...
It's okay.
It's weird. Some people really enjoy that aspect of us. Like, Snooty Waiter in particular loved the story about me getting caught having sex when I was 15.
Right, well, that was an interesting story.
The BB thing is pretty interesting. I think people are going to love that.
That, truly,
man.
If you can grasp the uncomfortable nature of knowing, of having this secret... In your brain.
Yeah, basically having an affair with one of your friend's girlfriends.
And then seeing... And you
closely interacting with this friend.
If you don't know Counter-Strike, it's a team-based game. And it's very important to build team chemistry.
Right.
And it wasn't happening. It just wasn't happening.
Nobody liked him anyway.
It was very uncomfortable. Because every time that he would say something like, "God damn, Gene, quit sucking." Something like that. I was this close, man. This close from saying, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Do you know what Isaiah's been doing? Do you?
What BB's been doing? God,
son
why would
of
you
a
say
bitch?
Isaiah? Why would you put it on me? I was a victim.
Okay.
I was being used.
You were a victim.
Used and abused.
You were. You never did actually get any sexual play from her to yourself.
Yeah.
It was all service provided by you, if I remember correctly.
I enjoyed it. More better than nothing. Better than nothing.
And, God, I don't want to continue on this subject, but damn. If I remember correctly, the act actually was not fulfilled to completion. You did get the dreaded shoulder tap, if I remember correctly.
No. That was after the completion.
That was after?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can't ever really tell with a girl, but she could, you know, when a girl's nervous, they can't do it. They can't be completed anyway, so, you know, and it, like I said, it'd been 2 years. I don't know if I was, you know, fulfilling it completely, but I was given the...
It was a belly button, wasn't it? You can tell me. I won't tell anyone.
It wasn't the belly button.
Me and our 2,000 downloads will know, but no one else.
No. I'm fairly certain.
Fantastic. That's great. That's really fantastic.
It's good. It's a good thing. Good to talk about. Good to hear. I like this. These shorts you have on, by the way.
Yeah?
Very trendy indeed.
Are they?
Man.
They're very old.
Like the wrinkly cargo shorts. I don't think I've ever seen you wear them. I mean, they're very trendy.
Yeah.
I remember the days when all Gene used to wear were the same pair of extremely baggy JNCOs.
I remember that.
That were completely torn to shreds. And he was totally and his tightest pants. He used to wear pants that one leg was like 2 feet shorter than the other.
Yeah, that's true. Forgot about that.
Man, that, like, I actually knew Gene when he was in his trend days, or whatever it was. I at that. At your age, if you had known me, I would have also... I wore JNCOs.
Uh-huh.
Baggy JNCOs, baggy shirts.
You grow out of them.
Yeah, you do.
I still wear baggy shirts, but that's not by choice.
You can't...
I can't
there
not
is
wear
no
baggy
tight
shirts.
Shirt for you.
I would
love to see the way a shirt would look made to be tight-fitting on you.
I have some shirts that fit okay.
It'd be like... two straws connected to a paper towel roll.
I can wear a medium. I can wear a medium. But it's always a little short.
Yeah, because Gene's stomach is so long, for those of you that have seen the Stupid Faggots video, that, I don't know, a tight-fitting shirt would have to be twice the length of a normal tight-fitting shirt.
The real problem is when I'm trying to buy long-sleeve shirts.
Yeah,
man. I can't do it.
It'd have to be, like, super long-sleeve.
I can't do it. I've given up on long sleeve. Given up entirely.
You have a jacket that works, don't you? Yeah, I think you have a jacket, maybe.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. You have a long sleeve. You have a button up shirt that you wear, like an undershirt or overshirt.
Yeah, something. I do have some long sleeve shirts, but they're you know.
You don't have any sweaters.
I don't think I do. I used to, but I don't think I do anymore. You're right. Ah! You're on my cord.
Oh, sorry. Notice that I have not put my foot on the bed.
I know. I was originally sitting in the plastic chair, and I knew that Isaiah would put his foot on it, so I went ahead and migrated over to the bed.
Yeah. Well,
should probably wrap it up.
Probably.
I don't have to poo anymore, for what it's worth.
Oh, I wanted to say, on Adam's subject... I was at Adam's house,
uh-huh.
And what's amazing is, I was going through his downloads,
uh-huh.
He has every hentai that I do. Even the more recent ones that have just come out.
Yeah?
He has them, and he's watched them just like I have. I thought that was pretty funny. I was like...
I don't know anything about
Akiba
Adam.
Girls? Well, how do you... I didn't think anybody else would have that.
I don't know anything about Adam's porn habits.
Dude, Adam's porn is a very interesting subject.
Yeah?
Because he's always been extremely nervous about, like, his parents finding his porn type of thing. Like, always. Because he's been caught several times. So he never really had a big porn collection.
Uh-huh.
At all. And I don't want to get into it.
Probably for the
best. He doesn't like certain things in porn that most guys do.
As an example? Just quickly.
Like the ending portion. A lot of guys are kind of into that. Adam hates it. It makes him throw up.
The jizzing on the face?
Yeah.
Adam doesn't like
face
that?
Face shots. He thinks it's gross.
Yeah?
Which, to me, is weird. That's my favorite part.
I remember when I first found facials.
Yeah.
I liked them, too. When I first saw them, I don't like them anymore because they're just over the top.
Oh, please. Dude, I graduated. One isn't enough anymore.
I don't know. The only part that I like is when the guy with the giant dong, he splooges on the face, and then he takes the dong by the underside, and then he sort of flicks and smacks the girl in the face on the forehead.
Yeah,
I like that.
You like the follow up slap.
I
the follow up jiggle.
I like when that happens.
Okay.
I like when the girl is slapped with the penis.
We talk openly about what we like sexually.
So,
on the Squizzy Show, because we have no inhibitions, I guess.
Right. I mean,
that's why we're good.
It's nothing. Nope. Shoot, Isaiah, most embarrassing masturbation scenario. Come on, hit me.
I've never been caught.
Never ever been caught.
No.
Never been caught.
It's amazing to me because I've been masturbating since I was 12 years old on a twice daily basis. So. Uh-huh. I've always been, well, no. One time I was, oh man. Okay, I have one, but it's kind of recent. I forgot.
All right.
Oh.
Well, we'll close with this story. So go ahead.
You have to sell one after. So,
we'll see.
When I was living with John and Tara, right?
Uh-huh.
My computer's out in the living room.
Right.
So
I always knew that was a bad idea, by the way.
Yeah, me too. And I was always really careful about it. So one time, literally, not 3 seconds after I had finished, not even enough time to clean up, John and Tara opened the door. I happened to be wearing a baggy shirt at the time, so
uh-huh.
I'm able to.
Good.
Oh, that was pretty bad.
And what was the follow-up reaction?
Oh, they didn't see any. I had exited out and everything. I don't think they ever caught on because, you know, I was just playing it cool.
All right.
Anything afterwards, just watching. And they always basically opened the door and went straight to their bedroom afterwards anyway.
Right.
So I'll never know if they knew anything. I'm sure they knew that I jacked off in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was...
All right.
That was close.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
I don't know if I've told you this or not, but I've certainly never said it on the air. This is hard for me to say.
Good. The harder it is for you to say, the better it is.
There was some sort of ailment with my body. It might have been my neck or my knee or whatever, but I was having a lot of pain, a lot of ache and pain.
Right.
So, my principal, she's a girl. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good friends with her.
Okay.
Saw her, almost dated her daughter for a while.
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. She's like, here, I'll let you have this heating pad. It's all right. Take the heating pad. It's one of those gel pads you can put in the microwave, and it heats up.
Right.
Or you can put it in the freezer, and it gets cold. Really cold.
Right.
That's a fantastic invention, by the way. So, you know, one day, I'm, you know, looking around, trying to find, you know, some porn or something, mm-hmm. looking for boobs, starting to jack it, and I spot the pad. I spot the heating thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I, you know what? I take it.
Uh-huh.
I take it, and I'm like, all right, just this once. Just going to try it. We'll see how it works.
Uh-huh.
So I do. You know, it's jacking with that now.
So you wrapped the... Did you warm it up?
I warmed it up.
You warm it up, and you...
Wrapped it.
Wrapped it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did my thing. I rinsed it off.
Did it work?
It worked.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty nice.
Dude.
And Yeah, it worked. It worked pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Next day, she asked for it back. What am I supposed to do here? I don't know. I ended up.
You washed it off.
I ended up giving it back, but you know what? I felt really horrible. So, it's definitely a really horrific experience.
Oh, man. Have you ever had somebody pick up one of your cum socks?
You know what, man? I've been blessed in that aspect.
I have. A long time ago when I lived in... I still lived with my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It was actually my girlfriend at the time, who we weren't sexually active whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my bedroom and like her feet were cold, so she grabs these socks out from under my bed,
uh-huh.
which are very crunchy indeed.
Mm.
And yeah, she puts them on and then takes them off, commenting about how I really need to wash my socks.
Yeah.
And I'm completely embarrassed at the time. Like, oh, man.
At any point in time on my floor, there is at least one, probably two cum socks on the ground.
Yeah, I stopped using socks a long time ago. I take the time to get toilet paper.
I don't want to do it. I would rather just grab something, whatever's closest works for me. For a long time, I used a dedicated shirt that I liked to refer to.
I had a dedicated towel.
As the squirt shirt.
The squirt shirt.
And I kept it in my closet,
uh-huh.
and I never washed it.
Oh, man.
And it turned a really disgusting yellow.
Yeah, they do turn yellow.
And it went from a nice, clean white t-shirt...
Dead sperm everywhere.
...to, I really hope to God I threw it away, but I don't remember.
No, I had the cleanup towel.
Okay.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Well, I think that's it for today.
Guess we're done.
2 hours.
Wow. Should probably release this in parts.
Nah.
No?
We haven't had any downloads. I don't know when our next episode.
It's not about that. It's about having... People are going to listen to it for 2 hours. My God.
Well, they can listen to it in portions.
Okay.
They can split it up themselves. Well, it's been an interesting show.
Fantastic.
Secrets revealed.
Very open.
Lots of secrets. I never thought I would talk about that BB thing on the air.
I had to bring it up.
I want to hear comments. I want comments on this show. I would be very surprised if we didn't get several comments on this show.
I would hope that we do, but, you know.
We talked about our sex lives. We talked about Katrina. We talked about sex lives.
More on the sex issues.
Yeah. We were ranted for too long.
Had some masturbatory fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, thanks for listening. I really hope it's not this long before our next episode, but I can't give you any guarantees.
I'm gonna go ahead and say 3 weeks. I'm gonna give a 3 week line.
Last time I think we talked about doing some songs. You know how that goes.
We didn't.
It doesn't.
It
happen.
Never took off.
It doesn't happen.
We had a camera for a while. Nothing ever happened there.
Yeah, it's all Gene's fault.
To an extent, yeah.
I'm much more excited about having ideas, getting together, and doing things. Gene's very meh.
I have a meh attitude. Absolutely. I would say that I have a meh attitude. You're correct in saying that. But let's, for the love of God, wrap this show up.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This is Izzy.
This is Gene.
Spadoinkle.